Good morning. A storm system locked in over the Canadian Maritimes is producing a northwesterly wind flow, clouds and showers from northern and eastern New England to the Canadian Maritimes. Our weather is indirectly affected by this storm as it's holding high pressure in place overhead. This is bringing us the sun-filled afternoons we've enjoyed and clear and cool overnight lows. Temperatures are starting out once again, mainly in the upper 30s and lower 40s, but with a return to that full sunshine during the day, most of us will find our way into the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. With the storm system to our north and east moving little over the next few days, we'll have more sunshine with the high pressure center continuing to dominate the weather picture, and a bit of a warm-up as well. Slowly but surely, we'll creep through the upper 60s and into the lower 70s for the rest of the work week and into the weekend. A storm along the Gulf of Mexico producing plenty of rain over the Florida Peninsula will eventually track off the eastern seaboard. Some computer models are indicating that this system will come back toward the coast here in the northeast by the end of the weekend and into early next week. This could produce a few extra clouds and maybe some showers, especially in New England, if it makes a close enough approach, but several days to watch this unfold, and it is noteworthy that most computer models are tracking this system out to sea. It'll be watched nonetheless. Over the weekend, temperatures will climb into the 70s either way, with a fair amount of sunshine, especially on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system moving across the Rocky Mountains is producing the nation's first significant snowfall. A well-defined cold front extending from the Dakotas to the Four Corners region is ushering in a colder air mass from western Canada, and snow levels in the northern Rockies are falling to pass level. Significant snowfall is likely for the higher elevations of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming through tomorrow, and winter storm warnings are in effect for these areas, as storm totals above 7,000 feet will be in the 12 to 24 inch range. 6 to 12 inches of snow are possible from 5,500 feet to 7,000 feet, and elevations below 5,500 feet could see 1 to as much as 4 inches. And scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue to focus along that front, extending from the northern Gulf of Mexico eastward to the southeast coast. A couple of waves of low pressure are expected along this boundary, and flood watches and warnings remain in effect for most of the central Florida Peninsula. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at New Orleans, Louisiana, at 10:53 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Colorado Springs, Colorado, at 7:37 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and fog, 34 degrees, with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 40, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Hondo, Texas, to a low of 23 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower to mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 54, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.81 inches for the month, which is 2.22 inches above normal, and 36.32 inches for the year, which is 7.58 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 11 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 122, that's 31 above normal, and 128 for the season, which is 14 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low 48, the record high 89 set in 1970, and the record low 29 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m., sunset this evening 6:47 p.m., 12 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid 30s to lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, just a few clouds, and mild with highs in the upper 60s. Upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. On Saturday, mostly sunny into the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, lower 70s. Chance of a shower Monday, mainly in New England. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs around 70. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.